Hello, and welcome to You Might Also Like, a podcast where you will receive the movie suggestions you didn't know you needed. Because nowadays, who needs Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime telling you what you might also like when you could just hop on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, click on You Might Also Like Pod by Luke Spaulding, and listen to me give you guys some suggestions. This week, I've got two movies that are driven by an all-star cast competing in a little friendly competition. One is a mockumentary movie with a dog show, and one is an underrated Jennifer Gardner movie about an Iowa butter carving competition. That's right, you guys, I have got Best in Show and Butter. Best in Show, the 2000 movie by Christopher Guest. Christopher Guest is like the king of mockumentary movies. He also wrote and directed movies like Waiting for Guffman, A Mighty Wind, and For Your Consideration, and this is Spinal Tap. These are all like mockumentaries. I think that I love Best in Show so much because I'm such a big fan of that type of comedy. I definitely like slapstick comedy and like stupid comedy sometimes, but like, I don't know, like I much prefer like the awkwardness and realness of like a fake on-camera interview rather than like Adam Sandler's getting kicked in the balls like multiple times in one movie. Like, that's just, one of those is way more funny to me. And I also think I really love Best in Show because to me it's become kind of a Thanksgiving movie. My boyfriend's parents introduced it to me a couple Thanksgivings ago. And what's the best part about Thanksgiving? Other than the stuffing and the pie, it is the dog show. So why not add a new Thanksgiving? There's not enough Thanksgiving movies out there. There's really no Thanksgiving movies out there other than, I guess, like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So why not watch Best in Show? I say it's a Thanksgiving movie. But yeah, this movie, it's not just me alone that thinks this is a great movie. It's got a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a Golden Globe nominee for Best Comedy. It's got an amazing cast, you guys, too. Christopher Guest has a lot of these same people in all of his movies like this that came out around within the same, like, 10-year time span. We've got Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara. So for all of you people who are, unless you've been living under a rock this past couple of years, you've watched Schitt's Creek. So you know Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara. And let me tell you, Catherine O'Hara, what isn't just, oh, that's Moira. She's also the mom from Home Alone. Like, oh, she's also in Beetlejuice. Like, no, like, Catherine O'Hara has a deep, deep archive of comedic greatness. And this is just one of the many examples. Her and Eugene Levy play a couple in this movie. They have, like, a little terrier named Winky or Wink or something like that. And they, basically, this whole movie is revolving around all these different couples and just all these different people from different walks of life traveling to Philadelphia for this huge dog show that all of their dogs, so they're all crazy dog people bringing their dogs to compete in this. Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy are coming up from Florida. They have this like great song that they sing about God loves a terrier, and they're just a really dorky couple. Eugene Levy, there's this like one scene where he's like makes a joke about like having like two left feet, and then he's like, but I wasn't kidding. Like, I was born, like, with two left feet. So he literally has, like, two, like, left shoes. Like, he has actual two left feet. He's got these big buck teeth. And then Catherine O'Hara, they always have this running joke throughout the movie with her. Every guy that they ever run into anywhere is always like, Cookie Fleck, does this ring a bell? 1984, Spring Lake, you got the finest, like, boobs I've ever seen. Like, every guy they ever run into has always slept with her, and poor Eugene Levy's always just standing there awkwardly during those interactions. And then we've also got Jennifer Coolidge, our favorite Jennifer Coolidge. I talked about her in the Legally Blonde episode. She's fantastic. She plays like a very dumb blonde woman who married rich to this like ancient guy. He's like got to be like at least 85 years old. She has this gorgeous poodle named Rhapsody in White, and Rhapsody in White, thanks to her trainer Jane Lynch, has been winning this dog show the past couple years. Jennifer Coolidge's character is so funny in this movie too. She has this really great scene with when she's talking to the cameras with her husband about how what they have in common and how they love to eat soup and they love to talk and not talk and they could talk and not talk about anything and still find things to not talk about. We've got the gay couple, because of course if it's a movie about people who are crazy dog owners and obsess over their dogs and their dog's appearance, obviously one of them's got to be a gay couple. I probably heavily relate to them because I'm also, me and my boyfriend are maybe not on the level of the dog owners in this movie, but we do a lot of things for our dog, like feed him grain-free food and have a stocking currently hanging for him for Christmas and give him peanut butter constantly. And we also have a subscription service for him where he gets toys and treats every month. So we don't bring him to dog shows, but because he's a mutt, so he couldn't compete, let's be honest. But we do a lot for him. And those guys in this movie are Michael McKean and John Michael Higgins. I actually talked about John Michael Higgins in a very recent episode because he is in Bad Teacher as the principal in that movie. These guys play a really funny couple. And then we've also got Christopher Guest has his own role in this movie as Harlan Pippa, who has just this really, like, funny bloodhound. And Harlan Pippa's always talking about, he's just this dude who, he's a redneck hunter with a bloodhound who can name a ton of nuts. I mean, that's, like, the most I got out of his character. But the best duo in this movie is Parker Posey and Michael Hitchcock as Megan Hamilton's Swan. They have this Weimaraner named Beatrice, and the movie starts out with this couple because I think that Christopher Guest knew that this was the couple that everybody was gonna find the most humor out of. The movie starts out with them talking to their therapist, all freaked out about Beatrice's behavior because she watched them have sex and because they were doing a weird position. And this is just the best couple in the movie. Parker Posey literally got real braces for her role in this movie, which just, like, shows her, like, how far she will go for a role. She's so funny. And they're always talking about their love for, like, L.L. Bean catalogs and Orvis slippers. And there is one scene at the dog show where they're obsessing over the fact that they forgot Beatrice's Busy Bee toy. And
it's not in here. It's not in here.
It should be in the crate.
It's not in the crate. I just told you that.
God, Hamilton, if she doesn't get a toy, she's gonna flip out.
Damn. It's not in here. You left it at the hotel. You go back and you get her Busy Bee. Go to the hotel and get Busy Bee.
And then also we've got Fred Willard, who plays one of the hosts or one of the judges at the dog show. He was actually specifically told by Christopher Guest not to do any research on dogs before the movie because he wanted his character to appear more like unexperienced, like he didn't know anything and he's just always making stupid jokes. What I love about this movie so much too is I read that in the IMDb trivia that the original narrative outline of this movie was 16 pages long. That's it, because it's mostly improv. The fact that this cast, that just shows how talented this cast is. They improvised most of this whole movie and it's still so funny. This movie really is like a comedic masterpiece. I don't know why Parker Posey isn't held on more of a higher pedestal. She's so hilarious. Obviously, we all knew Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy are so funny. And it's so nice too because them as a couple, like, they're so lovable this whole movie. Like, they're kind of the underdogs. They go through a lot of hardship getting to the competition. They all take it seriously in this movie, but out of all the couples, I think Parker Posey and her husband probably take the competition the most seriously, and it definitely, they take it too seriously because it ends up affecting their dog, and their dog ends up getting disqualified because of how hard they are on her. Poor Beatrice. Little cute Winky, spoiler, ends up winning the best in show because Eugene and Catherine deserve it. I mean, they ended up having to sleep in the utility closet at the hotel because they didn't have enough money for an actual room. And Cookie, who is Catherine O'Hara, ends up, like, twisting her knee right before the best in show so she can't run out with Winky. So Eugene Levy ends up having to run out there with his two left feet. You love them. They just go through so much in this movie and they end up triumphing in the end and they deserve it. This is just like one of the most like subtly funny movies of the last like 20 years. It's so great. And honestly, probably one of the best things to come from this movie is the song that was written and performed by Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, Terrier style, that they sing at the end of the movie.
Backyard, front yard, or the barn. Playing with it till after dark. Take it home after a while. They chew it up, Terrier style. Bow wow!
But if you like Best in Show, obviously you might also like A Mighty Wind, Waiting for Guffman, this is Spinal Tap for your consideration, Mascots. Those are all movies written and directed by Christopher Guest that are also written in the... Also, fun fact about Christopher Guest, he and someone I talked about on the last episode, Jamie Lee Curtis, are a couple that have been together for like decades. So what more reason to love Christopher Guest? Other than the fact that he writes amazing mockumentary movies, he is married to Jamie Lee Curtis, so he also has great taste. So that's what they're telling us that you might also like. I'm going to tell you, you might also like Butter. A friendly Butter competition at the Iowa State Fair. One of the slept-on comedies from Jennifer Garner. Everyone knows 13 Going on 30. Everyone knows that she was the amazing mother in Love, Simon. She's been in so many other things that people remember her for, but Butter is not one of them. And I think more people need to go and watch this movie. If you haven't seen Butter, in Iowa, a girl in foster care discovers her talents for butter carving and finds herself pitted against an ambitious local woman in their town's annual contest. That ambitious local woman is Jennifer Garner, and that little girl that discovers her talent for butter carving is Yara Shahidi. Yara Shahidi, now in Blackish and Grownish, with Tracy Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson. This was like the rise of her in the beginning. I mean, I knew her from Blackish. I didn't even realize when I watched Butter. I'm like, oh my God, that amazingly cute, super talented, super woke little girl in Butter is Yara Shahidi. She is the best character in this movie, and she has way more common sense and way more maturity than any of the adults in this movie, but I'll get into that. The movie starting out with Jennifer Garner saying, "I'm Laura Jean Pickler, and this is the story about greed, blackmail, sex, and butter." Like, that just, like, sets the tone for how goofy this movie is gonna be. And if you go into this movie knowing it's gonna be goofy because it's literally a movie about a butter carving competition, then I think that you will genuinely like it. I mean, you take what you can get. Like I said, Yara Shahidi is this adorable foster child who she hops around from home to home and eventually ends up getting placed with Alicia Silverstone and Rob Corddry. And they're so new to parenting, and it's so cute and charming. They just don't really know what to do. They, like, try to, like, set rules for her, and they're just like, oh, yeah, like, curfew or, like, bedtime's at 9, but, like, sorry, like, we didn't get a bigger TV for your room. Like, you need anything, huh? Like, they're trying so hard, and they're so sweet. And they're the best foster parents that she's had so far. So they just really want to do their best to give a great life to Destiny, who is Yara in this movie. And then Jennifer Garner is married to Ty Burrell. We know Ty. He's the dad from Modern Family. And Ty Burrell has been winning this butter carving competition for the past, like, so many years. And finally, the, like, mayor of the town or whoever he is tells him that he thinks it's time for him to give someone else a chance. And Jen is pissed about that because she loves being in the spotlight. She loves the notoriety. So she's like, no, that's not fair. Like, it's going to be, like, this has got to stay in the Pickler name. So she decides that if he can't run, then she's gonna go in and compete in the butter carving competition herself. Well, she thinks she's gonna be the only one competing, but no, little Yara Shahidi competes as well. Oh, not just her, we've also got Kristen Schaal comes in just kind of as like a pity enter. She kind of just does it for fun. Kristen Schaal is like, she pops up in so many things, but I feel like most notably, she's the voice of Louise in Bob's Burger. She also just does a lot of voices of people in animated movies because she has the perfect voice for it. And also, we've got Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde is this stripper that Ty Burrell goes out and cheats on Jennifer Garner with, because Jennifer Garner's just kind of an overbearing, shitty wife in general. Not saying that that means that she deserves to be cheated on. She's just really never been. All she kind of is just like, she's just interested in being like a poster, like housewife, and being standing there by her husband's side as he hopefully becomes mayor or even governor one day. Like, she doesn't really love him that much. So he goes out and he cheats on her with Olivia Wilde, the stripper, and Olivia Wilde, he kind of like falls in love with her after one lap dance, and he says he's going to like pay for her rent plus utilities, and I think he never does, and she wants money from him. So she basically, I think she just really hates Jennifer Garner and wants to get back at him. So she ends up entering the butter carving competition herself. So basically, this competition is suddenly a lot of people up against Jen when she thought it was just going to be her. We've also got Ashley Green in this movie, one of the sisters in Twilight. She is the daughter of Ty Burrell and Jennifer Garner in this movie. We've also got Phyllis Smith. She's the like head judge of the butter carving competition. Love that this is like the second episode in a row that I'm talking about Phyllis, because she was in Bad Teacher as well. A lot of repeat actors in this episode. Hugh Jackman is in it too, kind of just, he has a very random role. He's just like this dumb car salesman that Jennifer Garner uses for like one scene to try to like blackmail a little girl, and then he just like doesn't really show up again. Olivia Wilde though is definitely like probably one of the funniest characters in this movie. She like has a bike that she rides around everywhere while she's wearing like her fishnet stockings and like tube tops and like short shorts. You know, there's one scene where she's giving Ty a lap dance and asking him for rent money. Like, she's like $560 plus utilities. There's one scene, and it's when I describe it, it's gonna sound so stupid, but it's just like one of those things where it's so subtle, and it's like you have to, maybe like I'm just like love the subtlety in comedy. That when they're all going up to sign up for the butter carving competition, it's like this big room with like one of those zigzaggy lines that has the like the ropes that you can like easily just like pull out and they like snap back, but that's all set up so if there was a long line and Jennifer Garner comes in and she like zigzags through all of them rather than just like walking around them, and then Olivia Wilde comes in to sign up with like a cigarette in her mouth and her stripper outfit, and she just undoes all the ropes and just walks straight forward towards them. Both of these films have intense contests where some of the participants take it so seriously that it's almost just in a bad way. I mean, Parker Posey and her husband are, they get Beatrice so stressed out about the competition and about losing her busy bee, and they end up losing after everything. I mean, Beatrice ends up like jumping on one of the judges and like kind of like barking and biting at her, and then they get disqualified. I mean, so all of their like obsessing and worrying and being crazy competitive was for nothing, and it kind of just lost them the competition in the end. And same with Jennifer Garner. I mean, you have to want it for the right reasons. Jen just wants to keep her husband's image of the Iowa State Fair butter carving competition winner alive. I mean, she wants him to go on to be governor or mayor or whatever one day, and she wants to be the mayor or governor's wife. She just loves image, and she wants to keep their name in the limelight. And she's doing this competition for the wrong reason. Destiny is just this cute little girl trying to have fun and make a difference by literally carving, like, Harriet Tubman on the railroad that, like, the Underground Railroad that took all of those slaves out. Like, we all know the history behind Harriet Tubman. And this little girl is literally carving it out of butter. And Jennifer Garner is still going to be shady and try to literally sabotage this little girl from winning. Because she wins, and then Jennifer Garner goes somehow and tries to make up some story involving Hugh Jackman, which I'll just let you guys watch the movie yourselves to figure that out. Basically, you want to root for Jennifer Garner because it's Jen Garner, but I'm like, you're making it really hard to root for you in this movie. She's kind of not a great person at all. She's really just a Southern woman with a ton of white privilege who expects to win and expects this just to be handed to her because it's been handed to her husband the past few years. And she's like literally talks about how she's sick of, like, the sob stories winning on American Idol, and she's comparing it to how she thinks Yara Shahidi's going to win this butter carving competition just because she's this little black girl who has been jumping around foster care. And she's like, I just want it to be about the butter. Like, it doesn't need to be about the sob stories. But it's like, yeah, Jen, it's not just about the butter, or it's not just about the sob stories. Yara Shahidi is also amazing at carving butter. She literally carved Harriet Tubman. Like she's not winning just because she's a little black girl. She's winning because she's actually better than you. And that's really hard for Jen to comprehend. None of the people in Best in Show, I don't think, are as modest as Yara Shahidi is in this movie. Maybe Catherine and Eugene. I think that I compare them to Yara in this movie just because they're so sweet and they really do want to win. But they just kind of do it because they love their dog and they have fun with it. And they just love a terrier. They're the really lovable underdogs in the movie Best in Show. And that's, Yara Shahidi isn't an underdog, but she's definitely the most lovable in the competition. And like Butter too, like while this movie is insanely goofy and has some stupid humor and the plot around it is literally an Iowa State Fair butter carving competition, it's got some really sweet moments. Like, Olivia Wilde spends the $1,200 that she gets from Ty Burrell on a really nice set of knives for Yara Shahidi so she can beat Jennifer Garner. And at the end of the movie, spoiler if you guys don't want to know who ends up winning in the end, fast forward like 20 seconds, but when Yara ends up winning and Jennifer Garner's kind of sad that she lost, she still goes over to her and gives her a big hug and tells her that this isn't all she has. Yara Shahidi really is the standout in this movie. She's so amazing. She's literally like 12 years old or something in this movie, and she's just the breakout star of it. And then on top of more sweet moments, like Alicia and Rob have like some really, they bring the movie back to this planet once in a while with like how sometimes it gets so insane with how over the top these people are getting over a butter carving competition, and Alicia and Rob will be like, it's butter. Like, why are you people freaking out so much? And they defend their new foster daughter when one of her butter statues gets like a little defaced. They defend her. They have some really sweet moments with her too. This movie got a 34% on Rotten Tomatoes. The critic consensus was, despite its talented cast and a few funny moments, Butter's satirical aims are largely undone by a lack of subtlety and an air of smugness. That's a little harsh. I think that Yara Shahidi brings the smugness down greatly. I mean, also, I'm like, what's smug about a bunch of rednecks in Iowa carving butter at a state fair? I think that's like the opposite of smug to me, but okay. I mean, I'm not the movie critic here. I'm not the one with a degree from some big New York college and film studies. I mean, who am I to judge? I think that both Best in Show and Butter are great comedies about the spirit of competition. I mean, obviously Butter is no Best in Show, and I'm not going to watch Butter every Thanksgiving, but it's still something that's fun to watch every once in a while. And you can watch it for free on IMDb TV, which, if you guys didn't even know that was a thing, it's part of Amazon Prime, so you can go watch it there. Best in Show is free on HBO Max if anybody has that. If not, you can rent it, or you could probably buy it for pretty cheap. I'm guessing for under $5. It's definitely a copy of a DVD you want to have on hand. With that being said, you guys, rate and review me on Apple Podcasts. You can follow me on social media. You might also like pod. Until next time, goodbye.
Terrier style, go!